Amen. Praise the Lord for that special this morning. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, if you look with me to the book of Luke in chapter 7. Luke in chapter 7. We're going to be reading verse 19 down to verse 23. Luke in chapter 7. So if you'll stand with me, we'll read the Word of God together. As I read, you can follow right along with me. John the Baptist was imprisoned at this time, and the Bible says in verse 19, "And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? When the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits. And unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we bow before you once again, what a blessing it's already been just being in this place. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for making a way for all that are here to be here. And God, now as we bow before you and as we get ready to receive the preaching of the Word of God, I just pray that you would give each one that ear to hear what you have for them and that heart to make whatever application necessary. I ask that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Here we find in chapter 7 of the book of Luke in verse 19 to 23 that John the Baptist questions Jesus. And his question is, Thou he that should come. Now on Wednesday nights, last Wednesday night, we just began our study on the life of John the Baptist. And what a tremendous blessing it is to have the scriptures giving to us how God worked and through the life of John the Baptist. And we're going to break that down. We're going to be studying that on Wednesday nights. And so I want to encourage as many as you can to come out on Wednesday nights for this powerful study on the life of John the Baptist. But believe the Lord would have me to preach on this passage of Scripture this morning. And the thought is, did John really ask this question? Knowing whom John was, the forerunner for the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 28, he says, Jesus speaking about John, he says, "For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist." Jesus said there's not a greater prophet born of women than John the Baptist. And yet we find in verse 19 down to verse 23 that John is actually questioning if Jesus at this time is the Messiah, the very Son of God. I love this statement. It says, "No man is above dark days of doubt." No man is above dark days of doubt. Spiritual warfare can be overwhelming at times. There's no doubt every one of us here has experienced spiritual warfare, and with that, have experienced some level of doubt. We have in the scriptures many examples, just to name a few. We know that David, the man after God's own heart, as he was fleeing Saul for so many years, we find that the Bible says that he actually fled from Saul and ended up living amongst the Philistines. Not God's will, but doubted that God could continue to keep him safe from Saul. Made the decision out of doubt to lead his mighty men and their families into the land of the Philistines. And almost fought against the very people that he would become king over. Most of us here would understand and remember the story of Elijah, the powerful prophet of God that called down fire from heaven, and yet we find that in a moment of spiritual warfare, in a dark day, ran from Jezebel. Right after a great victory. Doubting whether that God could keep him alive and could defeat one woman. And then we look at the book in the New Testament. The powerful man that Peter would be. The Apostle Peter. Within 12 hours of saying, "Though I should die, I will not deny thee." Within 12 hours of making that statement, denied Christ three times. No man is above dark days of doubt. The key thought, though, in what we see in all the lives of those giants, those great men of God who had experienced some dark days of doubt, the one thing that they all have in common was they did not continue to live there. I want to preach a message to you this morning that I find through the example here, and the message would be entitled, "Don't Allow Doubt to Destroy Faith." Don't allow doubt. Because doubts will come. Even the strongest are not always strong. The strong man, the powerful preacher, John the Baptist, found himself in a dark day of doubt. David, Elijah, Peter, even the strongest are not always strong. There's reasons for doubt, and reasons that you and I can possibly even associate with and identify with as we look at the reasons that brought doubt into John the Baptist's life. So the first thing I want to look at here, don't allow doubt to destroy faith. The first thing to understand here is reasons for doubt, and yet there's reasons for doubt for two different kinds of people. If you break all of humanity down, you can actually break humanity down into two groups. When we're facing spiritual battles and spiritual insight, there's two groups that God sees on planet Earth. Those that are saved and those that are lost. Those that have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ and accepted the free gift that He offers to all who will just call upon His name to believe the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection, that you are a lost sinner, that Jesus died for your sins. He paid your sin debt. He resurrected into heaven. He ever liveth to make intercession for you. And He offers everyone who will everlasting eternal life, a gift of eternal life, and there's those that have acknowledged that and received Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and they would be the saved group on this earth. And then there are those that possibly have rejected or have never heard as of yet, and they would be acknowledged as the lost group of this world. But you can basically divide humanity into two different categories. And when it comes to this idea of doubt, we still have two categories. There's a doubt of the lost. The lost will continue to have doubts concerning spiritual things. Not only will you have dark days of doubt, but you will continue to have doubt. If you will, you will live in that place of doubt if you're lost. Why is that? Well, 1 Corinthians in chapter 2, I want you to see this. The Word of God reveals why that would be. If you're here this morning and you are continually living with doubts, doubting in God and doubting in your salvation and doubting in the fact that Jesus was the Messiah, doubting the fact that He was virgin born, doubting the fact that He resurrected from the grave, doubting the fact that there is a place of heaven and there is a place of hell, doubting the fact that this Bible is the very words of God. If you're living there, if you're living there in doubt, this is why. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? You know you because of your spirit that dwells within you. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know. Did you see that? That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now look at verse 14. But the natural man, or the unsaved man, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The lost man will continue to live in doubt concerning the spiritual things of God. The lost man, he might from time to time be in church, and he might time to time think that he believes in Jesus Christ and thinks that he believes in the Bible. And there might be a time of that, but you will always find that lost man going back to that place of doubt, and eventually he will end up living there if he does not receive Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior, because there is no way for him to genuinely know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God is real, that the Bible is the truth of God's Word, and that the salvation is only through Jesus Christ. If he remains lost, he does not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that is the one that bears witness with our spirit and reveals to us the spiritual things, so that we might know them. So if I am living in constant doubt, what I'm telling you to do this morning is to find out for sure. Is there evidence that God lives and dwells within you? Is God revealing spiritual truth to you? Outside having the Spirit, you'll not have that. For the saved. Reasons for doubt for the saved. Spiritual warfare. God wants you to know the truth, and the Spirit of God dwells within you. He will reveal the truth unless you're allowing things to blind you to the truth. You're allowing the sins of the flesh to blind you to the Spirit of God speaking to you. Spiritual warfare. Satan's looking to blind the children of God to truth. Trials. can bring about dark days of doubt. Persecutions can bring about dark days of doubt. Circumstances of life. In John's early ministry, there was no doubt. Matter of fact, look back to John chapter 1. I want you to see this, what John actually knew about Jesus Christ. You look at his early ministry, he understood that he was the forerunner for the Lord Jesus Christ. He understood that he was not the Christ. But in John in chapter 1, I mean, it revealed very clearly, John had confidence. He knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that this Jesus was the Messiah. There was no doubt in his early ministry. In John chapter 1 in verse 29, the Bible says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world." He didn't say, "Behold, I think this to be the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." He didn't say, "This could be the one." He saith, Jesus said, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God." This is him. Pointed right to him, said, "That's him." I love that. "This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come, baptizing with water." That's my whole life is dedicated to prepare people for him. "And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bare record that this is the Son of God." There's no doubt that John knew him to be the Savior. There's no doubt there was a time when John stood and said, "That's him. I'm confident. Follow him." But now we find John in a prison. We find John facing execution. No doubt physically weakened by being in a prison. It would not be the kind of prison that we have today, where they get three meals a day and temperature controlled atmospheres. In that day, they would get very little. It would be at a dark dungeon. It would be in darkness. It would be cold. No doubt, possibly physically weak from the conditions in prison. Being physically weakened and in prison, we find that this was a dark day in John's life, facing execution, knowing that he was going to have his head taken off. He finds himself in a dark day, and in a dark day and hour, doubt creeping in. No doubt when we're going through some physically emotional times, we're going through some sickness, we're going through a time when we're maybe struggling with whatever it might be, when you're the weakest physically, can I tell you that you're most vulnerable to Satan blinding you to the truth? Possibly there was some disappointment with John. I don't know. I mean, understanding what John knew he was doing, and he saw Jesus, maybe he had some expectations to have served alongside of Jesus. Sometimes when our expectations of God are not met, we find ourselves in a dark day of doubt. Our unbiblical expectations will cause us to doubt. Unbiblical expectations. I remember a few years back, I remember this man, young, in his 20s, possibly late 20s, and he came to the church, and the first time here, he sat over on this side, and he'd come forward, rededicating his life, saying that he had been saved, rededicated his life, wanted to start serving the Lord. He hadn't been serving the Lord. And praise the Lord for that. I mean, he came, never did become a church member, but he came. For the next 4 weeks, he was in every service, Sunday morning, Sunday night. He wasn't coming back on Wednesday nights. And I thought, praise the Lord, this man really is sincere in serving the Lord. And then a couple weeks went by and didn't see him. I think about 3 weeks went by and I didn't see him. And so I went over to visit him and I found him at home and went in and I sat down with the man. He was somewhat hardened. And I said, I don't understand it. You came and you rededicated your life and you wanted to serve the Lord and now you're not even coming to church. And he said, I'm not coming back. And I said, why would you not come back? I thought you really wanted to serve the Lord. And he said, my mom died. And I said, your mother died. He said, yes, that's why I came to church for. I come every service and I went to the altar and I was asking God to save my mother that she would not die. And he didn't save her. He didn't keep her alive. She died. And so I'm not coming back to church again. See, he had unbiblical expectations. He thought that as long as he would come, that God would answer his prayer, no matter what it might be. But that is, our faith cannot be in ourselves, in what I believe God should do. Our faith needs to be and must be within the very written word of God. God had never promised him, if you continue to come to church, that I'll keep your mother alive. If you're sincere about your prayer and you come and pray for something, I'll do what you want to have done. It has to align itself with God's will. If we abide in him and his word abide in us, then we can ask what we will and it shall be done. But we have to abide in God's will for our lives. We have to be looking to God and have biblical expectations of what God will and will not do. Whether he was saved or not, I don't know, but he was definitely in dark days of doubt. It came upon him because of unbiblical expectations of God. John, reasons for doubt. All of these things, no doubt, would have possibly been there. But John got the victory. He lived, he did not live in that place of doubt. That was not his life. Go back with me to our text this morning. Are you having some dark days of doubt this morning? Are you doubting some of the things that you at one point knew to be true? Possibly salvation? Possibly the love of God? I don't know what they might be, but are you doubting God? Doubts and questions are common to all. Questions are never a problem. And rebellion is never acceptable. John was not rebelling. Jesus did not rebuke John. John sent to ask the question of Jesus Christ concerning if he was the one. Jesus never rebuked John for the question. He'll not rebuke you for the question. He will rebuke you for rebellion. And he'll chasten rebellion, but he'll never rebuke you for a legitimate, sincere question. See, John's victory over doubt began with John being determined to seek answers. Look what he said there in verse 19. I love this. And John calling unto him two of his disciples sent them to Jesus saying, art thou he that should come? That was the question. That was the doubt. I want you to verify that. I'm not sure at this point. I'm going through a time of darkness of doubt. Are you he that should come? But look what he said, added to that. Or look we for another. He was determined to keep looking. John was determined to seek the answers. Can I tell you this morning, you might be going through a dark day of doubt, but you have to realize and you have to have this within inside of you saying, I've got to know, for I will not live with doubt in my life. We're going to have doubts from time to time. We're going to experience things in our lives that's going to bring us to a place of doubt, but I should never accept doubts. Not a way God wants you to live. Matthew chapter 21. He faced that with his disciples from time to time. And he would say the very same things to them concerning that. In Matthew chapter 21 and verse 21. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, 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 I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to this fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. If you're walking in faith and not understanding where your faith is placed, not placed in the way you think should things should be, not placed in your will, in your ways, but placed, your faith is placed in my word. Your faith is placed in what I have to say. Your faith is placed in my will for your life. You can ask what you will, and it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer. Look right here. Believing. Ye shall receive. Totally different than saying it has to be according to my plans, according to my expectations. John was determined to get rid of the doubt. If you're not the one, tell me, because I'm going to keep looking. I am not going to live without knowing for sure that the Messiah is here. That I've prepared the people for the Messiah. Seek answers to whatever you're doubting. Seek answers. The second thing we find that he revealed here is John took his doubt and questions to Jesus. He's in prison. He knows his life is coming to an end. And he wants to say, I'm not going to live with this doubt. I want to seek the right truth. I want to seek the truth. I want to put my faith in truth. I'm not going to live with doubt. And so then he said to his disciples, go to Jesus and ask him. Make sure you're seeking answers from the right source. Too many have doubts and they go to the wrong source for the answers. And you hear what you want to hear. Or you wouldn't go to that source. Make sure that you're going to the right source. Look to God. If my level of faith cannot lay my doubt aside, then I need to increase my level of faith. You know, throughout my Christian life, there have been times that I've had doubts about certain things. Because I was not raised and understand the book of Revelation. I had doubts concerning the rapture of the church and just how it was going to take place and whether it could possibly take place. But at that point in my life, I was still focused more on just fully understanding salvation. And my level of faith at that time was, I want to understand about salvation. The doubts that I have about the rapture, put aside, come back to that later. There have been other times in my Christian faith that I've been growing. There has been doubts as far as how it was possible to get all the animals in the ark or whatever else you might have doubts about concerning the things of God. If your level of faith where you're at right now cannot lay that aside, and it becomes, if you will, somewhat of an ought to you, a hindrance to your faith and your service to God, don't live in doubts. Raise your level of faith concerning that. If you can lay it aside, lay it aside. And continue to grow in the area that you're growing in. Amen. Don't live in doubt. There are certain things that I can, even in dealing with individuals, I tell people all the time, some things you just got to let love cover. If you can let love cover it and put it behind and not have to address it, it's so much better. But if it continues to be a hindrance to you and you can't let love cover it, then you have to address it. Because you should not live with an ought against another brother or sister or against someone else. Can't live with that. But if I can love cover it, it won't hinder me. I can put it aside. The same way with doubt. There might be doubts about, we're in the book of Revelation on Sunday nights, about what's going to take place in the tribulation and what's going to take place during the millennial reign of Christ. If you can't lay that aside and the doubt continue to, then increase your level of understanding, your level of knowledge in that area. But don't live in doubt. Doubt will hinder every bit of your life. Doubt will hinder your walk with God. Don't live in doubt. Seek the answers. Seek the answers. I often tell people, because I've lived by this, if I don't understand it, I acknowledge my ignorance of the Bible. If I don't understand and know it's what God says, just because I don't... If I don't understand it, it's not that the Bible's wrong. It seems to contradict itself. There are no contradictions in the Bible. If I read it and it seems to contradict, I need to acknowledge it's not the Bible that's wrong, it's my ignorance of the Bible that's messed up. And by faith, I acknowledge my ignorance. But I'm not going to live in doubt. You're not going to come out of the dark days if you give in to the doubt. Seek the answers. And the third thing, as we look back here, and we'll close with this. Jesus answers John's questions. If you're sincere and you're praying and you're seeking, can I tell you, you'll find the answers. You'll find the peace to accept. You'll find the peace to be able to say, you know, I want to move that doubt aside. It's really not that important. Jesus answers John's questions in verse 22. Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way. Tell John what things you have seen and heard. How that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor, the gospel is preached. Jesus reveals to John what John already knew. He was just in doubt because of the dark days. He already knew that concerning the prophecies to come. He already knew when the Messiah came that those things would take place. And so Jesus says, go back and just tell him what he really already knows. If he just open his eyes, see what's taking place. Concerning the prophecies today, concerning whether Jesus Christ is and was the Son of God, the Messiah. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Six truths about Jesus that will answer our questions today. It's revealed in the Scriptures. Undeniable truths. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 16. And without controversy, history itself reveals it. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. We celebrate that. It's on our calendar. It's coming up. December 25th is the day that as a nation we have set aside on the Christian calendar to acknowledge the fact that Jesus was born of a virgin. The virgin birth of Jesus Christ, we've celebrated as a nation. It's been on our calendar. How can we deny that? It's on our calendar. It's something that our forefathers acknowledged was true. Justified in the Spirit. His life was justified. His life had a purpose. He revealed the purpose. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. The life of the Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples turned this world upside down. Justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, which if it had not been for the Apostle Paul and obeying that call, that Macedonian call, Europe would have never heard the gospel. And if Europe had never heard the gospel, there would not be a Christian United States of America. We would not be the nation that God has put his hand upon. We would not have been the nation that established the fact that in God we trust. How can you deny that? Look at your currency. No matter what they're saying today, look at the currency. Those are proofs. The very word of God has withstood the test of time. His promise was, heaven and earth shall pass away. My word shall never pass away. The true church has been preaching the word of God for 2,000 years. How can you deny that? Believed on in the world and received up into glory. Amen. Jesus answers John's questions with things that you already know. You're just allowing Satan to blind you to it. You're allowing that dark day of doubt to blind you to the truth. In the last verse, he says this. Once he says to John, he said, tell him what you see. He says, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. He said, John, you've done your job. You've done your job. Don't let Satan get you to doubt. You're blessed. Even though you look at your circumstances right now and you're being imprisoned, it might not seem like you're blessed, but John, you've got eternal rewards. You've accomplished one of the greatest accomplishments this world has ever known. You prepared the way for the Messiah. Blessed. Blessed. Just don't be offended at me. Amen. If you was here in Sunday school, finish. Be committed to finishing. Because you are blessed. If you have faith to know Jesus to be the Son of God, if you have faith to know that He is your Savior, you're blessed. Because you can have the peace of knowing, I have everlasting, eternal life. Don't allow doubt to destroy faith. I could have every head bowed and every eye closed. Don't allow doubt to destroy faith. If you're saved, you can have the victory over doubt. Seek the answers. Go to the right source. Listen, be ready for God's answers to your questions. They'll come. They'll come. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord God, for the truth of the message this morning. I pray, God, that we would all be helped by this. Because none is above the dark days of doubt. There's going to be times in each one of our lives we're going to face them. Possibly many are facing those right now. I pray that you'd help each one to get the victory that you have for them over doubt. Bless now in this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.